accession number 20379, Reel 1.
Okay. Could you tell me what your name is again?
My name is Besnik.
Besnik?
Yeah, and my surname is Berisha.
Berisha. And which part of Kosovo are you from?
I'm from the part called Laz. The city of Podrijevo is the capital of that part. And then the village I live in is called Luzon.
Right, okay. And you mentioned before that you'd been drafted into the Yugoslav army to go
to... Yeah, in 92, and then I escaped like a refugee to Great Britain. Mm-hmm. And then I'm planning to return for 1 year in 2001 to return back to Kosovo, because Kosovo is now free. So I'm finishing the school for computers, some courses, so because I need some degree to find a job when I come here. Because I didn't have any university when I left for Great Britain. So if I need to find a work, I need some degree.
When you were in the Yugoslav army, did you actually go to Bosnia, or did you manage to escape?
No, I managed to escape, and because they have a duty to go, to fight for Serbian cause, and that was not really what I give the... How do you say in English? When you go to army and then you give your hand that you will...
You
will fight for Yugoslavia and all this, but not to kill children and women and all these things, So
were you the only one from your village that was going into the army then, or were there other people?
No, because we need to go everybody to army, because in this country, in England... And Great Britain, they pay for you if you go to army. But in this country, all the men, after they finish the college, they need to go to army. So there have been a lot of young men like me in that time that they escaped from army and they go to Germany, France, Croatia, Slovenia. But now most of them are returned back, So.
What did you think of England when you arrived?
Oh, England is a great country. They helped me a lot, not just me, but a lot of refugees from my country, and they help us a lot, not just from Kosovo, but from Bosnia as well. The people are great. Government gives us a lot of grants to go to schools and things. And I can't say nothing, just big thank you for Great Britain and British people.
And you said you were studying in England. What are you studying?
I'm studying a college, electronic college, the course for... making small programs for computers and repairing the computers as well. So it's 3-year course, and then one time I finish that, I think I will be, if I give all the exams, I think I will be after 1 year and a half, I will come back.
And when did you come back to Kosovo?
Now in the 3 weeks ago, that was in 4 weeks ago, 8th of May, after 8 years.
And what had happened to your village in the time that you were away?
A lot of killing and burning houses, and my family, they got some losses as well. 6 people they died from my family. Not my closest family, but the sister of my father with the husband and children, and some cousins, we are trying to repair things again, to start normal life again. Mm. And we're going to do that. Now the countries are helping us as well. So.
Okay. Were there any Serbs in your village before the conflict?
Yeah, there have been 20 of them. Most of them, they put Serbian army clothes in their bodies, so they did a lot of massacres as well. So when the NATO came, they escaped with their families in Serbia. But we are not against those Serbs to come back. We are just against those people who did something bad, We don't want them to come back, but we are not against other people, other Serbs to live in their places. If they did nothing, bad, they don't how well to scare about, you know, they can come back to live with us. Probably not now, but maybe after like 6 months or maybe next year or something, I'm sure the our people will forget, you know, and then we don't have nothing against the people who didn't do nothing, you know. So.
Did NATO do any damage to your village during the campaign?
It was just the bridge over there, you know, but I'm sure NATO they didn't do deliver, you know. They didn't attack that bridge, but probably they think that it was like Serbian army using that or something, and then they attacked that bridge. But all our people, they are happy that they are here and they are helping us.
Can you just tell me what happened at the bridge?
But the people who survived from that bus, what was in the bridge when the NATO attacked them, they told us that that bus was full of British paramilitary, sorry, not British, Serbian paramilitaries, and they go to city from Pristina, they go to city of Podujeva, and they need to take another paramilitary, send them to Pristina, but the officers or something, I don't know who, they put women and children in that bus, probably like seals to protect them from the planes or something, and then when the bus with children and women comes to the bridge, the plane attacked them, you know. But I'm sure they didn't know that there are women, the children in there, or other people as well, because otherwise they would. And all of them died, only 5 of them survived. And that was done because of the army, they put innocent people in there, not because, you know.
So would you, do you hope to return once you finish your studies in England?
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm 31 years old, and I need to create a family and thing, you know, help to build, rebuild Kosovo. So.
And are you hopeful for the future now?
I think so. If the European countries, especially Great Britain and America, still are able to help us a little bit more, then the solution is fine for Kosovo. I'm sure this place will be great and all these things will be forgotten, and then there is a lot of children here, there is a lot of young people, so they will start a new life, and I'm sure they will forget, you know, so, and we will live again happy, you know, so.